Hello, the groups on duty today are Latin 1 and Latin 6. Latin 6, go ahead, please.
Estamos acá, felices. Estamos acá para reconocer la grandeza del Creador.
We here are happy. We are here to acknowledge, to cherish the greatness of the Creator and the greatness of the friend, to adhere to the friend, to be a guarantor for the friend in Alvut. We are here for the friend who's not with us now. We are here for the friend who feels alone. I'm here, we are here to help you, to hold you. I'm proud to be a part of my 10 here and conveying this message of love and proper connection with the whole world Kli. I'm here in order to connect to the Creator through the friends. Thank you, friends. I want Jesus Barbosa to speak from 10 number 1.
Hola, amigos. Sí, estamos acá.
Hello, friends.
Hemos llegado
we a are juntos, here
como un solo we've come here corazón, un solo cuerpo, todo el clima mundial. Comenzamos, llegamos a esta preparación para nuestra clase
one heart,
con la intención de conectarnos
meeting together the entire world clean
solo cuerpo.
In the morning lesson, with the intention to unite, with the intention to be one body, and to discover the quality of His soul between us, above the entire world to receive, what we want is to bestow contentment to the Creator through the connection between us, through our love.
Entremos con esa intención a la clase.
So that above each and everything we will enter with this intention to the lesson of drawing the reforming light. L'chaim, friends. Petach Tikva, go ahead, please.
We have an excerpt from Baal Sulam Shamati 14. What is the exaltedness of the Creator? The Romemut in Hebrew, meaning exaltedness or sublimity of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the exaltedness of the Creator. One, not to be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called exaltedness, romemut, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man, meaning that man can answer his own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot commandments. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. The greatness of the Creator, the exaltedness of the Creator, means that one becomes needful of the Creator so as to grant his wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Then one sees that he is empty and becomes needful of the Creator. Two, only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the exaltedness of the Creator.
Pregunta de taller. ¿Cómo a través de nuestra conexión en la
a question for an active workshop. How, through our connection in the Ten, do we reach or attain the greatness of the Creator? Again, how, through our connection in the Ten, do we reach the greatness of the Creator?
אנחנו יודעים שהבורא זה מה שמתגלה בתוך.
We know that the Creator is what is revealed within the connection between us, and actually, it's only within that connection that the Creator can be revealed. So all we need to do is to make an effort to connect, and we know that the Kabbalists say that there the Creator is revealed.
And so long as we have connections between us of in order to receive, we do not feel that the force of bestowal and love is a great force. If we build between us connections of bestowal and love, where the Creator is inside, we will feel that He's great and that He's above everything.
Yes. All of this is, why are we connecting? Not in order to gain something in this world, to attain some luxuries. We connect in order to reach the quality of bestowal, to rise above the ego, to be corrected, to find the light and the correction for all the souls.
On the one hand, through connection, we attain the greatness of the Creator. On the other hand, only if we have the greatness of the Creator can we attain connection. I think that this work on connection and the greatness of the Creator, we need to do both of these things all the time. And the goal is really to ultimately achieve specifically the greatness of the Creator. However, through the work of constantly appreciating the soul as much as possible, we actually draw upon ourselves the light that gives us the greatness of the connection, which brings us the greatness of the Creator. And this is what truly makes us attain, that can be a pipeline that is passing the light, that is giving the soul to the Creator by passing the light to the created beings.
We should remember that the Creator is the quality of bestowal that lives between us. And when each of us makes the utmost effort to, each one of us makes the utmost effort to broadcast this into the Ten, to give each other examples, to perform actions by which we show each other how much we care for one another, that gives us the collective force to reach that quality.
The question was, how will the quality of the Creator be achieved in the Ten? And it is through Hitkalelut, integration, the greatness of the Creator is contradictory to the Creator being's nature, because he cannot truly yearn for bestowal, but only through itkalilut, integration, out of connection, out of playing, acting. When we build it between us, can we magnify and give importance to the quality of bestowal so that it will be greater than our nature?
Yes, and without really even attaining that quality, it's by us acting, giving this importance, even if we don't know exactly what it is. Well, that's what we need to do, to work with each other, to give each other that importance, even if we have no idea what we're talking about, really. That draws the light until we reach the revelation of the Creator. And in addition to that, it's a kind of condition, right? In order to receive the greatness of the Creator, we have to invest in the connection. I myself cannot reveal the greatness of the Creator. I need to have the power of the Ten.
Plegaria. Señor, agradecemos las carencias que despiertas en nosotros.
A prayer. Lord, we thank you for the lacks you awaken in us day by day, which lead us to be here requesting collectivity from you. We know that only through our lacks we can reach a connection with you if we direct them correctly. Thank you, Creator, for uniting our hearts in a single intention. Let us see our friends through the eyes of the heart and be able to bring the importance of bestowal to our ten and the whole world. Amen.